episode 70 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux, where we illuminate the path to your certification success. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, excited to guide you through the intricacies of views in Snowflake creation and management. Today, we're diving deep into the world of views within Snowflake's data platform. Understanding views is critical for efficient data management and analysis, especially when designing solutions that are both scalable and secure. So, let's start at the beginning. A view in Snowflake at its core is a saved query that you can reference as a virtual table. Views can be powerful tools for presenting data without performing any data transformation. These virtual tables can mask the complexity of underlying data structures, making it simpler for users to interact with data. Now, let's talk about creation. Creating views in Snowflake is intuitive yet involves critical decision making. The basic syntax for creating a view is create or replace view as. Also, one can define views as either secure or standard, with secure views adding an extra layer of access control, obscuring data even from those with direct access to the underlying tables unless explicitly permitted. Moreover, this is the choice between non-materialized and materialized views. Non-materialized views are the default, acting as dynamic references to the data, meaning the view's data is not stored but is computed on the fly each time the view is accessed. Conversely, materialized views introduced to cater to performance optimization needs store a pre-computed result set that can significantly speed up data retrieval but requires refresh strategies to keep the data updated. Now, onto management. The stewardship of views in Snowflake demands understanding how to alter, use, and monitor them effectively. AlterView allows you to modify a view's definition without dropping and recreating it. This is particularly useful for changing the underlying SQL or adjusting security settings. Moreover, manual or automatic refresh strategies for materialized views are essential for ensuring data accuracy. Snowflake provides mechanisms to automate refresh, but one must judiciously decide the refresh cadence based on the data volatility and the performance trade-offs. Additionally, monitoring views involves understanding the impact on performance and cost. Query profiles and execution plans can offer insights into optimization, especially for views involved in complex query operations. Lastly, views play a crucial role in governance and compliance within Snowflake's environment. Proper configuration and management can aid in enforcing data policies and protecting sensitive information. In sum, views in Snowflake provide a flexible and powerful mechanism for data presentation and abstraction, crucial for any architecture or analysis strategy you're building in Snowflake. Understanding their creation, management, and optimization is key to leveraging their full potential and ultimately, passing your SnowPro Advanced Architect certification. Thank you for joining me today on this deep dive into views in Snowflake. Next time, we'll explore another vital topic to help you continue your journey towards Snowflake mastery. Until then, stay curious and keep building your Snowflake skills. Goodbye.